one of the big differences between Advent and Lent is that Lent is a little bit more straightforward. You start on Ash Wednesday, fasting, abstinence, and the message throughout all of Lent is fasting and abstinence in preparation for the celebration of the great Paschal mystery. But Advent isn't quite that straightforward. The first 2 weeks particularly, there's no mention of Christmas. The Nativity is not mentioned in the prayers. Everything is about the last time, the coming of Christ in judgment. Until you get to the third Sunday, Gaudete Sunday, and then you have this mix, because the readings are still very much looking not to Christmas, but to being prepared for Christ's second coming. But not so the opening collect. If you listen to the opening collect, it's the first time that the Nativity is mentioned. We're looking forward to celebrating the Nativity. And the first thing we do, it's a beautiful act of humility in the collect, is we ask the Lord to give us the ability to do it. Enable us, we pray, so that we can celebrate the coming of the Lord's Nativity. And then it puts the Nativity in context. We're celebrating salvation. The birth of Christ is, of course, that great event that ushers salvation into the world. And so the Lord, in the opening collect, then we go on to say how we want to celebrate. We're asking the Lord to help us to celebrate with solemn worship and glad thanksgiving. And then we have to come back to the readings to help us to put that in perspective. How does this happen? And the linchpin is at the end of the gospel when St. John the Baptist says, I'm baptizing you with water, so the one after me will he doesn't say this part in this gospel, but he says it in a different place, will baptize with fire and the Holy Spirit. And so the whole purpose of our preparation to celebrate is to remind us that it is through baptism that God makes us his children. And that in Christ, by baptism, we have an ability to do something that we could not do without baptism. And that's to worship God in spirit and in truth. And so on this last Sunday, this third Sunday, of Advent, we have this beautiful reminder of who we are. And in a way that ties right into focus, this last part of focusing on John the Baptist, because John the Baptist also had an understanding of who he was in Christ. It's very straightforward in the gospel. The elders and the chief priests, they come out, who are you? Now that seems sort of like a strange question. They know who he is. And that's why they're asking. John the Baptist had a profound humility because he knew who he was in relation to Christ. Now that seems easy for us to see at 2,000 years distance, but we have to remember that at John the Baptist's time, from the moment he was born, everyone thought that there was something special about this boy. And if you compare that to the Lord, no one even knew that he was born. No one followed him growing up. But John the Baptist, all of Judea, all of the people that were faithful Jews were watching because they thought he was the Christ. And when he had the opportunity, he had quite a following of people. In humility, when they ask him, he says, I am not. Now we might think, well, of course you'd say that. But there had to be a temptation, I would suspect, to try to be something he wasn't. But he was so rooted in who he was in Christ that that temptation was never ever accepted. I am the one who cries out to prepare the way of the Lord. And so I think for us, that's a beautiful thing to meditate on in these last 7 days before Christmas. Who are we in Christ? By baptism, we are the redeemed. The blood of Christ washes away our sins and makes us children of the Father. And that same grace of baptism gives us the ability to enter into solemn worship, what we're doing right now at this Holy Mass. And solemn is such a powerful word because it reminds us that it's serious. Very much like the Jews of old, although in a different way, if you read the Old Testament, Moses laid out every single thing that was supposed to happen when the Jews worshiped. Because the worship of God is serious. And the Catholics, and the Orthodox particularly, we do the same thing. You don't come to Mass any week and wonder what's going to happen. Now you might wonder which priest is going to have the Mass, and you might wonder, will the homily be any good? But other than that, all the rest of the things go exactly in the order that you've learned since you were a child. And it's not because we don't know how to do anything else, but it's because we're entering into solemn worship, which is our right as children of God. Because the very solemn worship that we're offering God is preparing us for heaven. And so the last thing I'd like to mention then in our preparations for next week is to make sure that you're prepared for Christmas. If you're going to have a feast with solemn worship and glad rejoicing, there is one huge obstacle that can keep us from doing that, and that's sin. Make sure if you don't go to confession regularly, or if you haven't been for a while, that you get to confession this week. I remember once listening, I think it was Father Matt McGinnis saying, you don't go to a Christmas party after you've been working in the yard all day and not clean up. And that's what we have to think about. We're going to the second biggest celebration in the church year next week. And don't let there be one obstacle in your soul that will keep you from solemn worship and glad rejoicing. Because you and I have been bought at a great price. The price was the blood of Christ, so that we could be children of the Father. So that we could worship him on earth, so that we could celebrate these great feast days, and so that we could live with him forever in heaven.